So if you could take this in your own clinical algorithm in a non-protocol situation in the patient with refractory disease to anthracycline and taxane, obviously there's so many variables, but in general, kind of what's your algorithm and where does Ix fit in?
Well, so first, based upon the E1193 data, I'm a person who believes that we ought to use sequential single-agent chemotherapy until someone actually proves that combination therapy is better than sequential single-agent therapy, at least for chemotherapeutic agents. Where this one fits in, I don't have a good clue. The trial that I would have liked to have
George,
seen.
So, George, I'm Kathy Albain or Joseph Shaughnessy, and I would tell you that my randomized trials prove that combination is better than sequential single-agent. And your answer would be?
No.
That we've already beat this horse to death on prior CD-ROMs.
Because only about 15% of the patients crossed over. I think for people listening to this, it's an important issue. Both of those have now been published. One has a small survival benefit. The issue is that a lot of patients never crossed over because the drug wasn't available.
Yeah, absolutely. These were not E1193-style trials that had mandatory crossovers, so we'll never know that answer.